Hello, everybody. This is, once again, Boston, Massachusetts, with the Boston Files. Again, with me is the one and only Austin, Texas.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
Yes. How are you doing? Anyways, since it's getting very close to the holiday season, and people are requesting to be guitar heroes, rock bands, things like that, and play their guitars and strum the crap out of it. Today I am here to bring you the conspiracy of paper jams. If you do not know what paper jams are, Austin, Texas will gladly describe them to you.
Paper jams are those little guitars and drums that are just paper. They're just little thin slices of cardboard that you're supposed to, you know, jam out with. Well, let me tell you something, people of America. You cannot shred on a guitar that is made out of paper. It's not possible. Do you think that Eddie Van Halen would have done Eruption with that guitar? No. Do you think any band could operate with paper jams? No. They don't make any sound. We will give you an example here in a few minutes, but we just need to get in the concentration of this topic. Now, people believe that there is a certain particular function to these guitars, other than being cheap pieces of cardboard. Kids think that, you know, oh, I got a guitar, yeah, I'm going to strum, and I'm going to rock out, yeah, you know. And I would say that if I was 7 years old again, I would be gladly asking for this. But when I got it, I'd be so disappointed. I'd be like, no, how can I play on this? There's no possible way I can play on this guitar. And once you find
out, there's nothing more annoying than a unsatisfied child on Christmas. Do you really want your child to be unsatisfied during the season of holly and jolly? Well, we can deck the halls with bounds of holly and fa-la-la-la-la, la-la, la-la. Now, paper jams also, the only operation to paper jams is to make you feel like you're in a band with a piece of cardboard. The only ones I could see being realistic is the drums. And that's because, you know, if you hit on cardboard, obviously it's going to make a sound. You could hit it at you can hit it harder, you can hit it softer, you know, kind of make a different sound. You could hit it on the corner. That's the only one. I mean, what are you going to do on a paper guitar? This is just my sketch to see what I'm going to do on a real guitar. Well, why don't you just get a real guitar instead of wasting like $20 on these stupid paper guitars? And the fact that they have amplifiers for these guitars and amps, and for these guitars and instruments, is just more retarded. I mean, who's gonna waste $20 on a paper guitar and then waste another like $5-$10 on an amplifier? It's not worth it. You're not gonna be in a band just sitting there with this little paper jam thing. It's going to be stupid. You're going to get funny looks in the office, and nobody wants to get funny looks in the office. Now, I believe that this is something that could possibly better our economy, but still, we should have some self-respect and get something that's a little bit more expensive, but still like 5 times as awesome. Actually, it's like infinity times as awesome, because a guitar that actually makes sound is way better than a paper guitar that you can't really listen to. Alright, so that is almost all that I have to talk about this, but I'm going to give you guys some reference points. So, here is what a real guitar sounds like when you're shredding a solo. Thank you.
legit, right? I know. That's Eddie Van Halen's Eruption. Alright, now here's a guitar solo with a paper jam.
Seriously, awesome, right? Have you heard something that awesome? Seriously, have you? Seriously, have you? I doubt it. Anyways, that whole thing is a joke. These paper jams are just trying to offset us against everything that's going on. I mean, right now it's probably preventing me from doing an even cooler conspiracy, because this is just ridiculous. It's wasting our time. We could have rock stars going out and buying real guitars, you know, babies playing Eruption when they're 2 years old. I mean, it's something that we all need to take into consideration that is destroying our way of life. Now, I believe this song really helps prove my point.
You would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the life that you've been living in.
You're the first to fight, you're way too loud, you're the flash of light on a burial shroud. I know something's wrong.
Good one, Austin, good one. Now, our next conspiracy is the cats in alliance. Alright, so it is most commonly known that cats sleep around 18 hours a day, because they are so lazy and fat usually. Now, when they're not sleeping during the day, they're awake at the night, kind of like nocturnal. They'll be awake, you know, a couple hours during the day, but most of the time at night. You know what they do during the night? They sneak out your window or front door, and they all meet in a place, in a county. Usually all of them in a certain county will meet in the center of that county, in the cat town hall. They will meet there. And they will discuss cat matters, like their opinion on the quality of cat food, their opinion on the quality of kitty litter, things like that. This is also where they mate. So when your cat's pregnant with some animal that you don't even recognize, because it's like you have a black cat and now it's like white and orange. So these cats, they're not just talking about things that are important to their little cat society. They're talking about things that are important in our society. Their opinion on Obama, on Biden, on the current senators. And they discuss about their owners.
Yes, they do discuss about their owners, and it's a very frightening thing. Because when there are those unsuspected murders or kidnappings, it's their cats. The cats plan these murders and kidnappings because they're either being underfed, underprivileged, or disturbed during their sleep. And if enough cats vote that these people should be eliminated, they're gone. Usually forever. People don't normally see cats as a dangerous species unless they are a tiger or a lion or bear. Oh my. Just so many scary things. People have to understand that they need to treat their cats right. I mean, I know a couple of people who have done some pretty mean things to a cat. I know one person who put one in a cannon and shot it. And he shot multiple cats. And sometimes they'll land on a randomly placed group of spikes and then it'll stab them to death. or on TNT and they'll blow up, but that won't kill them. That'll make them fly higher. And that, or they'll land inside a Venus flytrap that eats cats. That's how huge they are. There are multiple ways these things can die. And I know PETA's probably gonna hate that game. It's called Kitten Cannon. It's an amazing game. I love it. Cats just get on my nerves when they meow and pee everywhere. But there are a certain elite group of cats who miss these meetings on purpose. They're probably, usually they're voted out or exiled from the group. These are the cats that, you know, are pretty, really fat. They've trained themselves to act human, and they genuinely don't care about anything. They won't scratch you most of the time. They'll probably be just sitting on your couch. And they'll sit like an actual human being. Or sometimes they'll just sit there and, you know, they'll want to be pet, you know, just to get some love. But normally, they're just creatures. They're just like mice. You don't see them most of the time. And when you do, you know, you usually aren't too worried about them. You might be a little worried about them, but not too worried. I think this is extremely hilarious because people are always scared of those black cats. I've known several black cats. I've had interviews with them. And they don't seem as harmless as harmful as most people see them. They're actually quite nice. So, here with me today is one of my good cat friends. His name is Tiresias. He's named after the blind prophet and the Odyssey. Alright, so, here, introduce yourself, Tiresias.
Thank you, Austin. Now, I believe that we cats are normally a friendly species to humans unless they get on our nerves. You know, they forget to fill the food dish, but, you know, that just doesn't happen too often. People don't understand that we need care and attention too, just like little babies, because we're just as small as little babies. People who have more than 5 cats, they need to realize that it gets overcrowded and hostile in that area. I know that this is a rather distracting moment for people, but they really need to pay attention to it. Because you don't know how evil we cats can be. I don't want to say it out loud, but cats can be pretty territorial, and when they do get territorial, it's a madhouse.
So tell us how this madhouse operates. You know, give us the inside look. How is the meetings? You know, do you even attend these meetings?
Yes, I attend these meetings. They're decent, you know, but they really get you in touch with your feline side. They allow you to communicate with your fellow cats. It's like meetings that high schools have when they have their little division leaders, or when they have, you know, middle schoolers. It's like an assembly, except one person's not talking the entire time. Everybody's talking, almost at the same time. And it's really unique how communication gets out faster during this time.
It's very interesting. So have you planned any kidnappings or murderings previously?
I am ashamed to say it, but yes. Sometimes these humans are mistreating their animals in a way I just can't stand. One kicked one across the room, and it went in between one human's arms, and one person caught it. They were kicking a field goal with this small cat. What was ironic was it was brown, and they painted white lines on it to resemble an actual football. It sounds like a really good idea, but you don't know how much damage that costs. Now, it's really interesting what a kidnapping does. We take the human into our domain, into our little underground building where we go and meet, and we interrogate them. We ask them why they're doing this. Sometimes it turns into murders because they just don't get the point. They're just too distracted by us talking that they're not sinking in the full meaning of what we're saying. So, if you have a cat, please don't mistreat it.
Yes, I completely understand that. Now, one last question before you have to go, and that is, what is your goal? What is the Katz's goal of the CIA? What, can you give us an example of where these underground places are?
Well, our main goal in the CIA, the Katz Alliance, is to secure them in contact with our fellow Katz, so that we can, when the human race is wiped out by war or famine or lack of resources, that we can still stay in touch, because as much as we hate to say it, humans aren't necessary in the lives of Katz. They are just variables, and these variables help the Katz, because variables help numbers, so they must help Katz too. Now, I could use some milk. I'm not allowed to say this, so don't tell any other Katz. Don't let your Katz hear this. But one is exactly under the White House. Like, our area is between their bunker. They don't know it. We've dug this hole. We've hired dogs to dig this hole. And it's big enough and wide enough to fit Katz of all shapes and sizes. We even have a little chihuahua that helps us. Because, you know, out of all the dogs, chihuahuas are most like Katz. They act like it. And rich people treat them like Katz. You know?
Alright, well, this was fun, but sadly, this cat must go. So do you want to say bye to the people, Tiresias?
Goodbye!
Alright. So, there you have it. Katz. CIA. Katz and Alliance. So now, sadly, we must close our show, for this file has been exposed. Now, before we go, Austin would like to share something with you.
Oh, summary. Don't buy paper jams. Waste of money, waste of time, waste of effort. Katz. Treat them right. Treat them well. Or you will regret it.
Alrighty, well, that's it for the Boston Files. So, this is Boston, Massachusetts, and Austin, Texas, signing off.